is always a wonderful big singing, the biggest in the Northeast. Yet no matter how many people are here, we feel the loss of those singers who are not with us anymore. The memorial lesson is a time to remember and sing for those people who have died in the past year and are missing from our hollow square or our circle of family and friends, or both. We share our grief with each other, and it is easier to bear. We share our joy in having known the person, had them in our lives, and our joy is multiplied. Many of the Sacred Heart texts prepare us to accept death as a release from suffering. If this be death, I soon shall be from every pain and sorrow free, all is well. I'm fettered and chained up in clay, I struggle and pant to be free. Infinite day excludes the night, and pleasures banish pain. Jesus can make a dying bed feel soft as downy pillows are, while on his breast I lean my head and breathe my life out sweetly there. And because we sing them over and over, we really come to learn these words and take them in and understand them, and they are with us when we need them. I can tell you from my own experience how helpful this is. I became aware of it 5 years ago when my mother was very ill. And she said to me, it's no fun living this way. And I realized that she was ready to go, that for her, death would be a release and a relief. And I was the only person in my family that could really understand that and accept it and accept what she wanted. And I was very clear that this was because I had been singing Sacred Harp all these years and singing these words and sharing in this community. So these words help us and they help us to be able to talk about death with each other and with others. And the memorial lesson does too, because it makes us aware of whom we have lost and of people in our community, our Hollow Square community, who have lost people close to them. And so we're able to talk about it. Of all the communities I've been a part of, it's the Sacred Heart community that really can accept and talk about death as a natural part of life. And so we find here the support we need when we are facing death, when we're facing our own death or the death of someone close to us. And as George said a year ago in this square, in the memorial lesson, at a time like that, there is no better place than the Hollow Square. And there are no better people than you. You gave him the roses while he lived, as we sing. You did that by letting him know that he had touched your lives. And in doing that, you touched his life very deeply. And he knew that when he was gone, you would sing for him. And that meant the world to him. And you even were with us to sing him home. And you've been such a support to me during those last months of his life and all the months since. I feel as I felt 5 years ago when our son died, that you all have joined your hands together and formed a wonderful, strong safety net that is always there to lift me up if I'm down. And I've been feeling that again very strongly this year. I've lost most of my family in the past 5 years, but you are my family too, and you are still with me. And that is such a blessing. When I went through my son's papers, I found an assignment he had done for a college class where he was assigned to write his own epitaph. He wrote, "You enter life alone, you leave it with all you knew. Whoever said, 'You're born alone, you'll die alone,' never thought it through. If the memory exists, then the person does too. Never let me die, I'll live inside of you." And that's what we're doing in the memorial lesson when we sing for these dear people. We are keeping them alive. We are keeping their spirit alive within us and in our hollow square. Leon Slatko, Texas. Judith Sokolon, New York. Joanne Bowman, Massachusetts. Phyllis Bruce, Connecticut. David Bornick, New York. Peter Gomez, Massachusetts. Jill Mercer, Massachusetts. Margaret Wheeler, UK. Clifford Erickson, New Hampshire. Jeanette McCready, Connecticut. George McGray, Massachusetts. Robert Bielenberg, New York. Bob Meek, Kentucky. Avery Anderson, Massachusetts. George Seiler, New York. Robert Seidel, Massachusetts. Joseph Albert Tennis, California. Margalith Berman, New Jersey. Barbara Swain, Maryland. Ted Smith, New York. Myrtle Wooten, Alabama. Linda Fuller Bedard, Massachusetts. Travis Richmond, Vermont. Paul Emanuel, Massachusetts. Bob Celine, Massachusetts. Meyer Lloyd, New York. Jerry Enright, Illinois. Margaret Fatula, Pennsylvania. Carolyn Coslin, Pennsylvania. Anthony Brescia Conley, Massachusetts. Jeff Woken, Ohio. Betty Williams, Massachusetts. Hazard Gillespie, New York. Maybelle Jones, South Carolina. Elizabeth Sandra Perriot, Massachusetts. Jeff Galper, Vermont. Sandra Ogren, California. Paula Ogren, California. Ishva Anantapura, India. Victoria Bowles, Massachusetts. Wilma Killian, Pennsylvania.